We continue now with Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, Perachav Gimel, and Rav Chaim V'Lazhner in these prakim. Unfortunately, for those who don't study enough Torah, which is all of us, describes the penalty for a person who fails to study Torah in a way that is fitting for Torah. V'chein achar p'tirasu mizeh ha'olam amru b'babasar ayin tesam ad alef. Kol ha'marapa atzum b'divrei Torah nofel b'gehenim. Anyone who strays from the words of Torah, who weakens himself from Torah, falls to Gehenim, ba'amru sham od, kol ha'poresh atzum b'divrei Torah, ba'osik b'divrei sicha, eish ochalto. Just want to clarify, I didn't mean, God forbid, to say bad on Jews at the beginning of the shir. But the reality is, every one of us wastes time, and every one of us at times is not respectful enough of Torah. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge us in a merciful way, but there's a lot to reflect on in these Ma'amari Chazal. So a person who disconnects from Torah and is involved in Sicha, in mindless conversation, a person will be held accountable and will be consumed by the fires of Gehenna. Uvimishle Rabasi, the Medrash tells us, Va'ozev tochachas mas'eh, Amr Balazar, kol talmid chacham shu ozev divrei Torah. If you're ozev divrei Torah, the Medrash makes a play on the word mas'eh, malin alav ki'ilu misateya b'mish amr v'haya olam. It's as if you are mocking a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mas'eh, the Pasha Pshat means that if you're ozev tochachas, if you abandon rebuke or reproof, so then mas'eh, you're going astray. But more than that, the Medrash is saying not only mas'eh, not only are you straying, mas'ateya, that you're in fact mocking the Creator of the world. V'lo od ela kevan sha'ozov divrei Torah bolam hazeh, Kadosh Baruch Hu ozvo lolam hava. If you abandon the words of Torah which Hashem gave you to guide you in this world, Hashem will abandon you in olam hava. Says the Zohar in Vayikra Chafhei Med Beis, Amr Rabbi Shimon, Zakon inon mari dinish masa mari daraisa. Praiseworthy are those who are masters of spirit, masters of neshama, that they are mari daraisa, that they're bali Torah. Bnei pulchana de malka kadisha. They see themselves as workers for the holy king. Vay li'inon chayivin de lo zakon lizdav gmarehon. Woe to those, Rishayim, who fail to cling to their creator. V'lo zakon b'raisa. And they don't immerse themselves, they don't attach themselves to Torah, they're not zochet to Torah. The chol man de lo zochi b'raisa, lo zochi lo b'ruach v'lo b'neshama. If you don't have Torah, you don't have ruach, you don't have neshama. V'istav kusa dido. So you'll say, how does a person alive then? It answers the Zohar, V'istav kusa didahon bahu sitra dezinan bishan. Rather, that person is, so to speak, drawing his dveikus from the side of evil. V'hai leisle chulka dekedusha, he has no connection to the tzad of kedusha, the side of holiness. V'hai le kad yipuk mehai alma, woe to such a person when he leaves this world. The Ashtamoda hu legabei inon zinan bishan, because he will be subjected, he will be known by he will be known to be associated with, and will be known by the kochos atuma, and he'll be punished accordingly. Mari chatzifusa takife kakalve, right? He's bale chutzpah, who are difficult like wild dogs. Shulchei denur de gehenim, the messengers of the fires of gehenim. All of these things will have the upper hand over him, de lo merachma alayhu, and they will have no mercy upon him. Says the Zohar in Parshas Vayeshev, Kuf Pehe Amad Aleph, Acher Sheherich Sham Begodol Shivcha Madrigasa Shala Osik B'Torah. After first and foremost describing, of course, the greatness of one who is involved in Torah, Bolam Hazav Olam Haba. Amar Acher Zeh, afterwards it tells us the downside. Tochazi Hahu Barnash de lo Zochi Lishtadla Bahai Alma Be'oreisa. A person who fails to study Torah in this world, v'iyu azul b'chashoicha, and he goes through life in darkness, without the light of Torah. Kad nafik mehayam, when he leaves this world, notlin lay, they take him, va'alin lay legehenim, and they bring him to Gehenim, they enter him into Gehenim. Asar tata, such harsh words. The asar means the place. The asar tata, the lowest place. He enters the lowest place of Gehenim. Where there's no mercy upon him. Dikrei bor sha'on titayavein, as the pasuk says. As it says in Tehillim, V'yaleini bibor sha'on mititayavein, lift me up. Again, from the depths of the mud and the mirth, the depths of Gehenim. Uvigin kachahu, delo ishtadla ba'araisa b'hai alma, v'yistaneif bitinu fe alma. Person who doesn't immerse himself in Torah in this world, and rather plays in the mud of this world, he gets dirty in this world. As the pasuk says, Maksiv, the pasuk in Bereishis, Lamed Zayin v'yikachuhu v'yashlichu osoha bora, Yosef being thrown into the pit, is merames to what a person who doesn't have Torah, dohu gehenim, he's thrown into gehenim. Asar de dainin lahu li'inon de lo eshtadlu baraisa, a place where judgment is passed on those who don't study Torah. Vahabor reik, kamadi ihu hava reik, he's empty, the person himself lived an empty existence. And the answer, of course, my time, well, why is that so? Begin to lo have mayim, because he didn't have mayim, right? We know in mayim ala Torah, it's bavakama daf yudzayin, if I'm not mistaken. So this person ends up in the pit because habor reik, he's an empty person because his life is the waters and the ur of Torah. V'tachazi kam hu oinshadaisa, how severe is the penalty for a person who, again, is respectful of Torah. Daha lo iskalu Yisrael me'arek adisha ela begin elku me'oraisa v'shtavku mina. Because the Jewish people were not, we see how severe, the fact that the Jewish people were not exiled from the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Holy Land, except for their abandonment of Torah. Hadu dechsiv, again, the pasuk in Yirmiyah that we know, mi'a ish ha'chacham v'yavin, v'yavein, I'm sorry, v'chulu, ama avd ha'aretz v'yomer Hashem al ozvam es torasi, because they have abandoned my Torah, they are kicked out of the land. V'lo, od, says Rav Chaim v'lajner, elishet chilas dino shol adam b'vao l'mishpat l'fanav yisbarach, not only that, but the beginning of one's judgment when they come to the Olam Ha'emes, the very first question that a person is asked, who al divrei Torah, k'mosha kasa b'sof perak kama de kedushin, as we know from the Gemara in Kedushin, daf mem and Sanhedrin, daf zayin, omer Rav Hamnuna, ein tchilas dino shel adam, ela al divrei Torah. Yes, we have another Gemara in Shabbos, daf lamed aleph, that makes it sound like maybe it's not the first question. Tosfos and the Rishonim obviously deal with that question, but we have mamari chazal and Kedushin, daf mem, Sanhedrin, zayin, lamed aleph, tchilas dino shel adam is divrei Torah, shenamar poter mayim reishis madon. Again, the beginning of waters, the beginning of the judgment is on the waters of Torah. Va'amru avos perek vav, Mishnah beis, really Brisa beis, b'chol yom v'yom baskol yoytzes me'archorev machrezes v'omeres oy lehem lebrios me'albona shel Torah. Shekol mi she'eno osei p'torah nikra nozuf. A baskol cries out from our Sinai and says, woe to the people who disgrace the Torah, because anyone who doesn't study Torah is called nazuf. It means he's excommunicated, he's banned. What does it mean he's banned? Kikein mishpato, says Rav Chaim V'lajna, this is the mishpat, and rightfully so. Mi prima alav yaspiu. He gets what he deserves. Why? Kev and shalo ratza livchor b'chaim uvetov amiti. Hashem offered him life in the form of Torah. Hashem gave him goodness in the form of Torah, and he didn't choose such a life. Lo ulechol habrios va'olam uskulam. And he abandoned that which would have helped him and helped the whole world. And what did he choose instead? He didn't choose to cling to Hashem. For what gain? He rejected the hashpa, the aura of all of the worlds, and the hashpa that he would have brought upon those worlds. Like we learned earlier, in the earlier prakim, he causes an overturning of the order of creation, of the Seder of the Merkava on high. And he darkened, he put out the lights, the spiritual lights of the universes. V'garim ra la'atzmo, and he brought all this bad upon himself. Shapashad bigdei hakodesh v'lavash tachtam begadim tzom mutunafim. He changed out of the beautiful garments of an Eved Hashem into the dirty, the filthy garments, so to speak, of one who gives into the pleasures of this world. Hanase me iske taivas ha'olam v'tanugas inyanav. We know that a person who does mitzvahs and learns Torah is creating a levush, a spiritual levush for his neshama. And this person traded it all away for the filthy garments of taivas olam hazeh. And he's tamei, and he's dirtied by them. So such a person, you can't come dressed in these garments. Those who learned Daf Yomi very recently had in the Daf Yomi the Torah source, how different garments are called for in different situations. And as I think Tana Debeir Rishmal says, that a person who wears a certain garment to cook in would not serve his master in the same garments that got filthy in the kitchen. Right, so obviously a person can't be admitted into certain olamos beyond this world, into olam haba, if he's dressed in torn and tattered and dirty clothing. And the protection, the heavenly protection that could have been offered to him distances itself from him. No one has to come near him in his dirty clothing. And he wanders, so to speak, aimlessly. The heavenly beings call out before him, or maybe he's forced to call out as part of his punishment. Tame, Tame, I'm Tame, look at me. Shemizdabik b'mino, Again, he's attached himself to the lower elements, v'chaylin t'meyin, with all sorts of kochos atumah, shal kochos atumah asher higbirim al atzma, that he brought upon himself, rachmana litzlan. Such tragic choices that a person makes some time in this world. For what? And for what gain? Kamosha kasa bizar reish parshas mitzora, Rabbi Abba Pasach, kama islan l'bnei nasha, listamra archayu. How fitting is it for a person to guard his path in this world, uledachala mikame kuchabichu, and to go with awe and respect before Hashem, delo yiste me'archa techashra, not to stray from the derech hayashar, velo yavar al pizka me'oraisa, velo yisne she'minah, not to, God forbid, violate the commands of the Torah, and not to forget Torah and distance himself from Torah, techo mandelo lo'i ba'oraisa, velo yishtadlo ba nezifa iu mikuchabichu, rechiku humine, because anyone who doesn't have Torah is banned from Hashem, is excommunicated. Hashem distances himself from him. Lo sharia shchinta imei, the shchina does not reside by him. Ve'ina nitorin da ozlin imei istalkumine, and the protection that was afforded him is taken away from him. V'lo od el de machrze kamei va'amre, they call out before him, istalku misuchirane diplanya, de lochosh al yikor demare. Wow, they call out in front of him, distance yourself, watch out for this fellow. Right? The heavenly protectors call out before him, stay away from this person. He wasn't interested, he wasn't concerned for the honor of his master. Vaylei, the hashivakuhu ilo'en v'tatoin. Right? So woe to such a person who's abandoned above and below, lest they chukla ba'archa d'chai, has no connection to the path of life. V'chad iu ishtadel, v'lo'i bo'reisa. But one who does put effort into speaking words of Torah, kam in the Torah's mean in the kibble, how many protections are afforded to him? The natural lay, shchinta sharyale, and the shchina is by him, and the heavenly hosts call out before him, v'chulu machrize kamei v'amrei, they call in front of him, havu yikara l'diyokna d'malka. Right, look how this one gave honor to his creator, havu yikara livrei d'malka, isne tarhu ba'almadein, they call out before him, right? Give honor to the one who's created in the tzura, right? The diyukta demalkin, the tzura of the king. Give honor to the son of the king. He's guarded in this world and he's guarded in the next world for his efforts in Torah. And lastly, Rav Chaim V'lajner wraps up Perek of Gimel by quoting for us the Mishnah and the first Perek of Chagiga Daf Tesamer Aleph, where the Mishnah describes on the Pasuk in Koheles, Uvas lo yuchal liskon, a crooked thing cannot be straightened out, cannot be fixed. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon Yochai Omer, Ein korin mu'uvas. The Gemara says, what does it mean? What is mu'uvas? Mu'uvas, ein korin mu'uvas. Chazal tell us in Chagiga, mu'uvas, a crooked thing is what? Ela b'mi shahaya mitukan mitchilas v'nis aves. That which was not crooked, and then unfortunately, got bent, got corrupted. Ve'ezen, what does that refer to? Is that Talmud Chacham Apoyrish Min HaTorah? This refers to one who had it. He was walking the straight path, and Rachmana Letzlan, he strayed. Ve'oylem lebrios sheros ve'inon yodos ma'aros. Oylanu me'abonash HaTorah. Woe to people who see but don't understand what they see. They don't understand why things happen around them, and so much of it is dependent upon our diligence and our connection to Hashem and His Torah. Woe to us for not recognizing that and for disgracing Torah in this way. We need to think about this all the time. We need to set our mind to it. We have to attune our innards to be able to recognize it. Not to walk in the dark, not to live a life of emptiness. The bit of life that Hashem has carved out for us in this world, to appreciate and to use it well. Ba'avas nafsho meshula chofshi min haTorah, that with disregard he just lives a life of carefree living. Ki b'nafsho hu, because realize his life is dependent upon it. Ki agia is pekudaso, because the time will come where he has to answer for the choices he's made. Ve'yeshuva ofra al aretz, and one will return to the dust. Va'haruach, what happens to the spirit of man? God forbid the soul that is sinful will not be granted permission to return to the source of life. He's going to be forced to wander, the kafakela that the deeper svarim describe, being flung, not having a place, flung from one end of the world to the other. Again, concepts that are utterly beyond us. And he has no yishuv adas. ki nidacha karula, nazif leila, nazif letata, because he's considered one who's cast astray. He's one who's banned on high and banned below, excommunicated, thrown aside, oilo laosa busha v'chulo, and how disgraceful that will be for a lost soul. Hayracham and Yisbarach Shemo Yatzilenu, and we beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have mercy upon us, but let's have mercy upon ourselves as well, and make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants more than anything to save us, God forbid, from punishment, but let's make sure that we make the proper effort to appreciate Torah and to spare ourselves, God forbid, from any of these harsh decrees.